Ashley, welcome to season one of Beyond the Numbers. To kick it off, I'd love for you to share a little bit about who you are and what you do so our subscribers can get to know you.
Hey, my name is Ashley, and I am a Spanish teacher who's currently at home with her littles. What I do is I support other secondary Spanish teachers with ideas, lesson plans, resources, basically anything that I can do to save them time and energy because I know how overwhelming it is with your to-do list that's just never ending.
Oh, lesson planning. That is such a thing. I homeschool my kids, and you know, it's one of those things where I always try and find like the open and go work because I am building a business and homeschooling and doing all these things. I do not have the brain space to be able to work on that. So I know that is so valuable. Today, you're going to share a little bit with us about a shift that you made in your business and who you were targeting and some of the, I think, breakthroughs and alignment that showed up for you when you did that.
So this change that I made in my business has come very gradually, and I would say cautiously, because honestly, this was something that was a really scary step for me. But in talking with the people that I'm serving and kind of seeing the response to it, I'm finding more and more confidence in making this shift. So first of all, what shift and what are you talking about? So, like I mentioned, I serve Spanish teachers. I am also a person of faith. I am a Catholic Christian. And so what I wanted to do was to find a way to share that faith with teachers who are in a Catholic or private school setting and who want to talk about that mixture of culture and religion and how traditions have kind of evolved and changed into the practice of faith and what it looks like just in these beautiful traditions that are across the globe. So I slowly started creating resources that are really bold in sharing the faith. And the very first one that I started was talking about Our Lady of Guadalupe. And if you're not familiar with that, it's a Marian apparition that occurred in Mexico. And I mean, it's just an amazing story. And I guarantee you have seen the image just around because she's become such a cultural icon as well as a religious image. And so just talking about, you know, what happened in that story and then how do we dig into that beyond the religious and look at, you know, what cultural impacts did it have? What political impacts did it have? Because it really did make a big shift. And our secondary students are able to look at that and to understand it and really dig into it. And then being able to talk honestly and openly about the faith impacts that it had and the massive waves of conversions that happened in the year following and, you know, after too. And then talking about the canonization and how that process looked differently than you might normally expect because Juan Diego, Saint Juan Diego, was a native to Mexico. So at his canonization, there was some music, there was dancing, there were cultural clothing pieces, all of these sorts of things that you might not usually see at a canonization, although I've never been to one. I guess I don't know what usual is, but it's just so cool to be able to look at that as a teacher with your students and talk about this history and richness and fullness. And again, I just am so thankful for Our Lady to be there to be kind of that guiding star in this step. And from there, I really just kept going, right? It's easy to talk about Mary because there's so many amazing things about her. And of course, Christmas was right around the corner. So if you're familiar with the feast day of Our Lady of Guadalupe, it's the beginning of December. And so from there, I was like, okay, what other cultural traditions have I been holding back on in lessons and activities? Because I just was afraid to talk about this piece, this component of faith. So then I started sharing about there's this beautiful tradition in Colombia that's called Dia de las Velitas or Noche de las Velitas. That is the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, which, again, Mary. But this also really kicks off the Christmas season. So being able to talk about that and talk about those traditions, it's just so beautiful. And then I started seeing the response. I started getting emails from people saying, yes, this is what I've been looking for. I'm in a Catholic school and I want to teach about our faith. I want to teach about all these beautiful traditions and I want to do it in Spanish. And that was so exciting and so refreshing to hear, because that's exactly what I want to do, is I want to help them with that. So as I was creating these resources, I started hearing from people that, yes, this is, oh my gosh, this is totally what I need. And so then I started doing some more research into, you know, what would they like to see? What would they like to hear? And I set a goal for myself to create at least 12 new Catholic or Christian specific resources this year. Well, at the time of recording this, it's March, and I am 9 out of 12 done in 2025. So I think you could say I found an area that I'm pretty passionate about. It's been really fun to dig into that and to be creating things and just to be seeing that people are being served by this and finding that space to trust in this faith that, you know what, this is a good next step to be taking in my business.
One of the things that I love so much about doing these interviews is I get to hear everybody's passion show up and come through, and I can definitely hear that. And I wanted to have this conversation and talk about this because I feel like, and I'd love to hear your feedback on here, on this, like there's times that we're afraid to make decisions, where we're afraid to make moves in our business because cancel culture is definitely a thing. And I think talking to and getting specific, and really it sounds like you found your people, and getting specific on that and getting into the not being afraid of showing up and knowing that, you know, we're going to find the people that are aligned with you. And that might not be for our listeners listening. That might not be, you know, speaking about your faith. That might not, doesn't have to be an aspect that you are showcasing in your business, but it can be something else. It can be whether, I don't want to give specifics because I don't want to lead you in one direction or another, but not being afraid to speak to the people that we're supposed to speak to so that we can be in alignment and owning that and making that mindset shift that things are going to be okay. And, you know, you can speak to those people in that manner, and like the right people that are supposed to find you are going to find you. And I think that's very evident here. When you've owned who you want to speak to and you've stepped into your passion, like the results show and it shows up for you. And I totally love all of that. Would you agree that that is the way that things have showed up now, or that summarizes that for you, that experience that you've had?
Yeah, I definitely think it's fair to say that I am finding a space that really lights that fire and really finds that passion that I have for this specific audience. And I'm also seeing that return in the conversations that I'm having with them and just hearing, you know, that they're excited about this too, and making those connections and even deepening the relationships that I already had with them that were, you know, they were almost a more surface level before. And now being able to talk to them about just hearing things like, oh, we both think this, or we both have this love for this saint and their story, and just making those connections, that's just a step further, even though it was a step in fear at first, because I knew that it was going to be narrowing who I was talking to. But I'm finding that I'm narrowing and deepening at the same time. I hope that makes sense. It's kind of like, you know, when you're digging a canyon and the water keeps running through and wearing it deeper and deeper and deeper as it, you know, runs forward. Yay, geography metaphor. But really what I am finding is being able to have these rich relationships and rich conversations, even over just emails with people as I'm sharing these little bits and pieces of faith, as I'm sharing the resources and materials that I'm creating that are more specific to their needs.
That was so beautiful. And I definitely have to relate to the, when you go the depth there, that the responses that come in even via email and some of those things, I've seen that as well. So for our subscribers listening, I know that you have a free resource if they want to be connected with you, Stay in Your World. So why don't you share a little bit about that? Of course, we'll have all the links down in the show notes below, but yeah.
So as we're talking about how nice it is to make connections with our audience and really have conversations with them, not only in the DMs, but also specifically in the email inbox, I love just, you know, feeling like I have a pen pal via email, and it's great. So what I wanted to share with you all is the how to start your email list today. free mini course that I have for you. And the reason why I made this is because when I was first starting out, I was so afraid of starting my email list. I thought it was going to be super techie, super complicated. I had no idea. And I just waited for so long because I was so nervous and so overwhelmed. And then I did it. And it really was just much bigger in my head than it actually was. So this free mini course is 27 minutes long, and it will walk you through like picking your ESP, creating your freebie, and connecting all the dots so you can get it started right then and there. And I think you're gonna love it.
Your action step / reflection for this session. What changes in your business have you been hesitant to make due to fear or uncertainty? What areas are you passionate about that you hold back for fear of being seen, maybe going viral for the wrong reasons, cancel culture, etc.? Now, you're doing the mindset work and it's powerful, right? I know you're seeing patterns now, but if you're ready to go deeper, regulate your emotions, take action, feeling confident in your choices, and finally embody the version of you who doesn't just know it, but lives it, then I'd love to welcome you inside the Unstoppable Experience, where aligned action meets unstoppable confidence. You can see all the details for that at amycirca.com/unstoppable.